there is sometimes this perception that in humanitarian setting, the most important is to have services in place without putting too much thought into about quality. However, it was made very clear during the previous presentation that we will not manage to reduce maternal and newborn mortality and morbidity if we only address the delays to seek care and the delays to reach health facilities. We also need to address the third delay, which is the delay to receive timely, appropriate, and quality care. We need to prioritize immediate high-impact actions and to identify long-term solutions. I will present what UNFPA and partners did in northern Syria. In Syria, the conflict resulted in less than 45% of pre-conflict healthcare workforce still active in the north. Besides, due to increasingly conservative gender norms, male health workers could not attend female patients except for surgery. Therefore, there was an obvious lack of female staff with midwifery and obstetric skills, leading to inappropriate care. Care did not follow standardized protocols based on evidence, and for example, we saw a huge increase of cesarean section without any medical indications. Newborns were put into incubator in a systematic manner instead of them benefiting from very cheap and high impact survival strategies such as skin to skin and early start of breastfeeding. So access to health facilities is not enough to improve pregnancy outcome and to reduce both maternal and newborn mortality. To have the right supplies at the right time is essential to provide services, but it's not enough either. Skilled human resources 24/7 is essential for quality midwifery care and to effectively protect women and newborn health and lives. Midwife can provide 85% of the essential needs of women and newborn. They are also educated to stabilize and refer cases which are beyond their competencies. Focusing on enhancing midwifery capacity is highly cost-effective and particularly relevant in humanitarian settings. In northern Syria, to compensate for the loss of dedicated qualified healthcare provider with midwifery skills, there was a great need of a midwifery strategy. We could not wait. We had to support the task shift which was taking place from gynecologists to unprepared midwives. We also needed to increase the number of qualified staff in a sustainable way for a longer term. The humanitarian community as a whole, UNFPA, the other UN agencies, NGOs, and donors agreed to prioritize sexual and reproductive health, and in particular, maternal and newborn health. We worked together to develop standardized training modules to continuous education and pre-service education. We upgraded the skills, we updated the skills of health staff already in place. We also trained 17 midwives as faculty to run midwifery school. And we started training nurses as midwives in 2018. The first batch of the new midwives graduated in October 2019. We cannot reduce preventable maternal and newborn deaths if we don't value women and newborn lives. We cannot reduce preventable maternal and newborn deaths if we don't invest in healthcare providers' competencies. Quality midwifery is actually life-saving.